A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Hands rest on a lever. With some effort, they push down. Green slime flows through a pipe, causing giant letters to light up. A blimp shoots past. Nickelodeon Movies. A spotlight shines. Netflix presents. A Nickelodeon production. A moving aerial view of a neighborhood is shown. Royal Woods, Michigan, 22 years ago. A brown-haired young man with headphones dances out of a theater showing Midnight Cowbell. The young man dances past a painter and an ice cream vendor. A man reading a newspaper glares at him. The young man shuffles his feet with excitement. Haired female crossing guard notices the young man. The young man does the running man through the crosswalk. The crossing guard secretly puts on lipstick. The young man takes the crossing guard's hand as they twirl in the middle of the street. His eyes finally open and he notices her. The children exit school and drag her away. She looks back. The young man finds a note in his pocket with a heart on it. Another time, the couple sit over dinner. The young man proposes to the blonde-haired woman in a forest. They get married and look dreamily at their new house. Later, the man puts his ear to his wife's pregnant belly. Later, he kisses the baby. A second child takes its first steps. A third child plays cowbell. A fourth child does puppets. A fifth baby kicks a ball out of the house. A sixth baby yawns. It's the first boy. All the girls are smitten. They put lipstick on his face and paint his nails. One sister shows him hand signs. He pokes her nose. Another does a puppet show using him as the dummy. Another sister beats him at Connect Four. When the baby cries, all five sisters come to pick him up. A photo album is created. Mom is pregnant again. The mom comes through the door with an eighth baby. Then Dad arrives with the twin. Another baby girl is a genius and completes her sister's homework. An 11th baby's photo is added. The Loud family jump out of their van and pose before their house, smiling. The last baby waddles past block letters that read, The Loud House. He looks up. He slips off his diaper and smacks the letters. Title, Nickelodeon, The Loud House Movie. The sun rises behind The Loud House. Lincoln sits with Lily.
I didn't wake you up at 6 in the morning just to play. It's time for another lesson on how to survive in a big family. Lesson number 374. Breakfast burrito Saturday.
Burritos!
Now that you have teeth, you'll want one of Dad's famous breakfast burritos all to yourself.
Really?
Just like your sisters.
Sisters!
Which means it's you against them at the table. Don't worry, because your big brother is the man with the plan. Patent pending. And today's plan is to get to those burritos before our sisters wake up. I can smell them now. Okay, Lily, it's go time!
Lincoln rips off his PJs. Lily has ripped off her dirty diaper.
All you need to do is just watch and learn, because around here, no one outsmarts Lincoln. Loud.
All the sisters are there.
Nice try, Lincoln, but you're not the only one who remembered it's Breakfast Burrito Saturday.
The girls scurry downstairs. Lincoln rips up the rug and his sisters are flung outside. Lily and Lincoln high five.
The plan is to always have a backup plan.
They grin at each other. Dad dances in.
Burritos, hot, hot burritos. Hey, do a little dance and move your feetos. Hey, morning, Lincoln.
Hello, Lily.
Burritos.
That's right, sweetie.
Burrito toes. Hey, where's the rest of your sisters? I thought I heard them coming down.
Did you? Huh.
The sisters enter angrily.
Uh-oh.
The fighting ensues. A hand grabs a flying burrito. Lincoln and Lily are safe under the table.
Sorry, Lily. So much for watching and learning.
She pulls a burrito from her diaper.
Ho-ho-ho! The student has become the master!
Lola, we need to go if you want to make it to your recital on time.
Don't forget my science fair.
I have the Junior Mortician's death match.
I'm working pit crew at the racetrack!
I'm competing with Joe Papalista!
Don't forget my shred-off!
You all have activities today?
Not me. I just have my fashion show.
That's an activity, honey!
We're not prepared for this. This is a ding-dang disaster! What do we do?
Relax, everybody. I got this. Another lesson, Lily. It's always more important to help your family than to outsmart them.
All right, Louse, let's go, go, go!
Lori, golf clubs.
Thanks, Link.
Lenny, measuring tape.
Thanks, Lincoln.
Luna, guitar.
Thanks, bro.
Lynn, soccer ball.
Yeah.
Luann, rubber chicken. Lucy, black veil.
Thanks.
Lola, flame baton.
Thanks, Lincoln.
Lana, wrench set.
Thanks, Link.
Lisa, ammonium dye.
Dichromate. Thank you, male sibling.
All right, we got everything?
Yep, we're good to go.
Mom, Dad, you forgot something.
Sorry, sweetie.
Outside, Lincoln hands Lily to his parents. The van speeds along their route.
Okay, where to first?
Cemetery. Dad, Lori's first. Take a right.
Lori hits the ball. It lands next to the hole and spins in. Spectators golf clap. Lori is handed a trophy.
Someone please hold this for a minute.
I got it. Lenny's next. Hold left. I know a shortcut.
A pin holds a dress in place. The model poses. Lenny takes the designer prize.
Who's next?
It's Luna time!
Luna, her electric guitar, and her bandmates light up in purple. Luna's sound wave blasts her bandmates off the stage. Lincoln takes a selfie of the family. Luna also gets a trophy.
Go, go, go!
Lincoln loads her amp into the van. Luann's jokes get tens from the judges. She holds up a trophy.
I got it.
Lynn's soccer trophy reads MVP.
Got it. Dang it.
The van races past a graveyard. Lucy rises from her grave into first place.
Lincoln.
He takes her Junior Mortician's trophy. She sinks back into the grave.
Lola.
Lola spins fire and gets crowned. She smacks Lincoln's hand away. The race is right next to the hotel. Lana works the pit with her crew. The car takes off. Lincoln wears the wreath of flowers. Lisa's science experiment causes a chemical reaction. Lisa holds the blue ribbon, then hands it to Lincoln. Lynn's Table restaurant is shown. The van pulls up. The girls get out.
We are allowed!
Mom, Dad, and Lincoln stay in the car.
Oh, we did it. Thank you, Lincoln.
You sure know how to keep the old Loud fam running smoothly, kiddo.
Lincoln grins broadly.
We are Loud!
Lincoln and his parents join the girls in the restaurant.
Yeah, loud and too loud.
Honey, let's get a pic of the kids for our Loud Wall of Fame.
Oh, great idea. Everyone, hold up your trophies.
Get my good side.
I only have good sides.
Yeah.
Not sure I'll show up, but...
Get my funny side.
Oh, hey, watch out!
Lincoln is tossed aside.
Hey, everyone, squeeze in.
It's the Loud Sisters.
Nobody tosses a baton like that one.
She embalmed my Uncle Jack. I wish my family was as talented as they are.
Restaurant patrons run over Lincoln to get close to the sisters.
Enough loudness. Scoot out.
The old lady's motorized cart carries Lincoln out.
This hog, Sonny.
Wait. Hey. Hey, guys. I want to be in the photo.
Locked outside, Lincoln watches sadly through the window. The celebrations happen without him.
Oh, you just must be so proud of your girls.
You're ding-danged, aren't you?
They are very special.
Lincoln's parents hug baby Lily. The old lady returns. Lincoln looks down.
Guess what? I'm gonna be in the newspaper.
Lady wants to interview us on TV.
Most likes ever.
Me too.
How cool is that?
Yeah!
Let's go home and put these trophies on display.
Yeah.
I wish everyone thought I was special. They say it doesn't matter how you look or where you've been. So why do I need 1,000 likes to feel like I fit in?
He walks away.
I'd probably have it easy if I were the only kid. But when you live with 10 superstars, it's hard for you to win. I wish I could be someone extraordinary, but I'm too ordinary.
A shopkeeper sweeps him away. Lincoln dances. His spotlight goes out. A streetlight above flickers out. A billboard of the sisters lights up. Lincoln slumps, now at Clyde McBride's house.
Ordinary? You're talking crazy!
You're just saying that because you're my best friend. Name one thing that makes me special.
How about three? You've read every single Ace Abbey comic twice. You're the fifth best junior magician in Royal Woods. And that history report you wrote? It was like I was at the signing of the Declaration of Independence!
Clyde smiles at the signing.
Oh, and you can sing! That's four!
Anyone could do those things. Admit it, Clyde. I'm always gonna be stuck in my sister's shadow.
Lincoln's face drops on the counter.
I know exactly what'll cheer you up. My homemade cream puffs, or as I like to call them, dream puffs.
Lincoln manages to shove one dream puff into his mouth. Suddenly, tears begin to well.
What is it? Too much cinnamon? Not enough cinnamon? Actually, the recipe doesn't call for cinnamon, but I can add it in.
It's the best! It's just that you, my sisters, everyone is good at something. Except me.
Nice one, Clyde. You just made it worse. Well, I'm not that good at baking.
He gets up.
Then how do you explain this?
Clyde's baking trophies go wall to ceiling.
I'm lucky. Baking runs in my family.
What do you mean?
Remember when I took that trip to France with my Nana Gail?
A plane flies over the French flag.
Where I met my great Nana May, who owns a bakery in Paris.
Bonjour!
She told me about my great-great Nana Colette, who ran a crepe shop in Calais.
Bonjour!
And my great-great-great-great-great Nana Helene, who baked for the French royal family.
Enchanté.
When I got home, Nana Gail showed me their recipe books, and I made cream puffs. She said baking was in my genes, just like Nana May, Nana Colette, and Nana Helene.
Back at Clyde's house.
Sorry, was that confusing? It was a lot of Nanas.
No, you just gave me an awesome idea. You're the best friend ever.
Lincoln leaves. Clyde straightens a plaque. Lincoln returns for the dream puffs. Lincoln leaves. Clyde straightens his plaque at the Loud House.
It's late. Time to get ready for bed. Last one has to take out the garbage for the rest of the month.
The girls scramble. The twins get stuck in the doorway.
Time to evacuate the premises.
I get the mirror first.
Not happening, dude. You can't brush me off.
Quickly, let's skedaddle.
The family squeezes into the bathroom.
I'm literally trying to brush my teeth here.
We all are, honey.
Shh. I'm trying to brush my hair, and you keep making me lose count.
Yeah, well, I'm plucking nose hairs, and I lost count, too.
Look out!
Mom, Dad!
Lincoln has to take out the trash for a month.
I don't care. Ugh. What part of the world are we from?
Who spit toothpaste on my arm?
Clyde's family's from France.
Well, my family is from right here in Royal Woods, honey.
I'm not sure where my family's from originally. Why?
Because if we knew, we could take a vacation and meet our relatives.
The sisters smile.
Five-star hotel.
The parents cringe.
All we need to do is find out where Dad's family is from.
Okay, let's just slow down, everyone.
Well, can't hurt to find out.
All I will need, Father, is a DNA sample.
No needles. I hate needles.
Pshaw. Oh, Father, needles are for amateurs.
Buttons light up. A lever is pulled. The entire family watches Lisa's machine whir into action. A rocket on an arm spins faster and faster. Inside, Dad's face contorts from the centrifugal force. Lisa tries another method. Dad is dunked repeatedly in the fish tank.
I know where I'm from.
Dad is now strapped like Frankenstein's monster and poked by mechanical fingers. The machine is shut down. Dad saunters in and collapses. From his drool, Lisa takes a sample.
Couldn't have just made him spit in a cup?
There's a scientific word for that. Boring.
Dad's eyes slowly blink awake.
Dad!
No more cycles!
There.
Is it over?
Indeed. My test has determined that we hail from a land the Romans called...
A robot projects an image of a lake.
Just give us the street name, Lise.
Street name? Scotland.
Whoa. Wow. Scotland?
We have family
in Scotland?
Cool.
So exotic.
So international.
So expensive. 13 of us traveling all that way?
I know, but we always do find a way to make vacations work. And the kids always have so much fun.
Please, yummy, yummy, please!
Prove your love to us.
Lola grabs Dad by the collar.
Scotland, here we come.
Yeah! Let's check the old vacay coin jar. This is just the kind of thing we've all been saving up for.
From the coin jar, one quarter pops out and lands by Lincoln's nose.
Where'd all the coins go?
As they all stare at the jar, Lola creeps up the stairs.
What? This winning smile doesn't whiten itself, you know.
Her teeth gleam. They're blinded.
No bucks, no luck, dudes.
Lincoln brightens up.
Mom, Dad, we can make this work. Trust me. We just gotta be a little adventurous. I packed up all my things.
No, there's no luck. The van drives to the airport. The kids flash big, cute smiles. The plane takes off. First classes serve drinks while the louds bounce around in cargo. Lincoln finds a pile of parachute backpacks. The family jumps from the plane. Lincoln opens a map mid-jump. The parachutes land in France. A bus drives to Germany. A tram rolls through Belgium. A hot air balloon glides to the United Kingdom. A gust of wind blows it off course. The family look uncertain. Lincoln searches from high. He deflates the balloon. They land in the water and paddle over to a periscope, poking up. A whale-shaped submarine rises from below. The captain salutes them. Inside the submarine, the family's faces are pressed against the window. A school of fish scatters. The water is blue and serene. Later, the submarine surfaces.
Loud family, welcome to Scotland.
Whoa!
Yeah!
Did it, Stinky!
Way to go, bro!
Lincoln, you're the man!
They all peep out of the hatch.
This is great, Lincoln!
Scotland, people! Like something out of a fairy tale!
The little sub heads toward the harbor of a small Scottish fishing village.
I can't wait to meet our relatives.
I don't see them all, but it's still totes pretty.
It's so wonderful. I don't even mind seeing it in the sunshine.
Time for a wee dauber doon yonder.
An accent already, Dad? Really?
At least he's not wearing a kilt.
Oh, yeah?
Check it out!
Sweet knees, Pops.
Oh, Bobby's not going to believe I'm here.
Elsewhere, a caller ID with Lori's face appears on a screen reading Babe. A man pops up with a price labeling gun.
Babe, I miss you so much.
Oh, Boo-Boo Bear.
I hope you got my text. I send one every hour on the hour, just like you asked. How's the vacay?
It's amazing here.
What? Oh, I lost you there for a sec.
Oh, I was just saying how much I love Scotland.
Babe!
Wait, you're breaking up. I can't hear you.
Babe, I can't hear you.
I love Scott.
Babe.
Breaking up. You.
Wait, what?
The call glitches. The call disconnects.
Did Lori just break up with you?
She said she's in love with some other guy.
Well, don't just stand there. You can't let some other guy be her boo-boo bear.
Heck no, I can't. There's only one boo-boo bear, and that's me. Looks like I'm going to Scotland.
Bobby rides out of the store on his bike.
Wait. Huh? What was I thinking? You can't ride a bike to Scotland without a helmet.
Ronnie Ann watches. Back in Scotland.
Okay, everyone. So what do you say we meet some louds? Hey, let's ask that fisherman where we can find them.
The family stampedes toward the old man. He takes cover with a fish.
Excuse me? We traveled halfway around the world to meet our relatives. We're the louds. Do you know where we can...
Louds? Louds? Louds! Louds! Louds!
The fisherman runs away into town.
Think he's coming back?
Don't worry, everyone. I bet there are louds this way. Follow me.
Let's do this.
They pass a dragon gargoyle fountain.
Cool.
Suddenly, a flock of sheep run past.
Quaint yet illogical. Just like that door over there.
Have a lovely day, my dear.
A woman steps out of a second floor door. A ladder appears.
Watch your step, Mrs. Dunbury.
Thank you, Angus. Someday someone will help us fix this silly town.
One can only hope, Mom.
Looks like someone failed door making 101.
Hey, those signs will tell us where to look.
Signs point every which way.
Or not. Someone found sign making 101 too.
A car circles a roundabout.
Here.
Dude, look at that.
It's 9 o'clock and all is well.
Never seen that before.
Rita, they have a fish shop and a chip shop.
The fish goes on the chips.
No, the chips go on the fish.
Nobody likes cold fish.
You'd a cold fish.
Well, you married me, didn't you?
This place is crazy town.
Talk about bonkers.
Who's running this show?
Have a nice day, Scott. Hi, Scott. Hey, Scott.
Why are you calling everyone Scott?
We're in Scotland. Duh. What's up, Scott?
You must be...
Lenny bumps into a boy carrying rugs.
Yeah, how did you know that?
They both blush.
Lenny!
Bye, Scott, from Scotland.
That was Scott!
Could it be?
The fisherman runs about.
Hey, Angus, you're not going to believe who's here! Luke!
He points his fish at the Louds.
Wow, blow my bagpipes!
Angus excitedly approaches as others circle the family.
Hi.
Hello! Everyone's so friendly!
Pardon me, are you really Louds?
The Louds nod.
Yeah, we sure are! Then welcome to Loch Loud!
The Loud name is on signs everywhere.
Loch Loud?
That's right, lad. This town was founded by your ancestors.
Wow. You see, about 400 years ago, our village rose to fame by a family who found it all. I believe you know the name. But we lost our leaders, lost our way. We've never been the same. That family's name was Loud, and now you've come home again.
This town is named for you, yes. This town is named for you. This town is named for you, yes. This town is named for you. This town is named for you, yes. This town is named for you. It's hard to believe, it's crazy but true. This town is named for you.
Angus leads them through a forest.
And 400 years we've waited, with a hope as strong as stone, for the Louds to come back home again. We've yearned in this glorious castle on the hill. We've been awaiting you, my Louds. At last you've returned.
The family lights up. Inside a nearby castle, a woman soaks in a tub. She looks up crossly, cucumbers falling off her eyes. She looks out of the window to see a drawbridge lowered.
This town is named for you, yes. This town is named for you. This town is named for you, yes. This town is named for you. This town is named for you, yes. This town is named for you. It's hard to believe, it's crazy but true. This town is named for you.
This town is named for you.
They stop at the castle door.
Who are you is a weird name for a town.
I'm sorry, but who are you?
Oh, ha! Forgive me. I'm Angus, the groundskeeper here at Loud Castle, and I welcome you to your ancestral home.
Inside the castle, chandeliers and banners hang.
Fancy.
The hall is lined with coats of arms and knights in shining armor.
I can't believe Louds lived here.
We could fit 100 of our houses in here.
The woman from the bath flits from door to door getting dressed. She descends a grand staircase.
Hi. Do my eyes deceive me? Why, you're,
Louds!
Yes, I heard the song, Angus. Everyone in Scotland heard the song.
Our dreams have come true, Morag! Louds are back after 400 years!
Put me down.
Oh, sorry. Loud family. May I introduce Morag, the castle caretaker?
Oh, would you care to take my bag?
Lola, sorry.
I can barely believe Louds have returned to their rightful place.
Well, for a week.
A week? Not forevermore?
Oh, let's not pry, Angus. The family's only here on holiday. Yes, well, I do hope you enjoy your visit. You'll find lovely accommodations in the village.
Or they could stay here. It's their family's castle, after all.
You mean it?
I could stay?
Yes!
Morag fumes, then turns sweetly.
Marvelous idea.
Yeah! The kids hug Morag.
I've been so excited.
Can we call you Auntie Morag?
Oi, hands off the antiques!
Oh.
A suit of armor falls.
Oh,
it was like that already.
Dad looks guilty.
That one's on me.
Mr. Angus, sir, what can you tell us about our ancestors?
Oh, a grander clan this land has never seen!
He unveils a picture that looks exactly like the Louds.
Wait!
Am
I experience double vision?
It's old-timey us!
When did we pose for this?
10 girls and 1 boy! Literally just like us!
That's amazing.
Yes!
Yeah, how about that?
Lincoln looks disappointed.
Just a week. Only for a week.
Would you fancy a look at the rest of the castle?
Yes!
The family scatters.
Jake,
oh.
Get it? No, we don't!
No touching!
Morag trips on a helmet.
Impossible to find good help these days.
Oh, no roughhousing. Hey, you.
Morag runs upstairs. Lincoln stays pondering the picture.
So, let me guess. The sisters were all special, right?
Oh, aye. All were exceptional. Our loch has never seen anything quite like the Loud Lassies.
Of course.
But there was also.
Lincoln!
Hurry!
Chop, chop.
Sorry, Angus. I gotta go. What? What is it?
You have to see this.
Wow, look at this.
We all get our own rooms.
Lincoln, come look. I can jam in peace.
Cool. I can rest in peace.
Spooky.
No more tea parties ruined by Lana's burpee.
Wanna bet?
My room has a hot tub.
Yeah, I noticed.
I found my happy place. Mine has a fashion runway.
Island.
Mine is big enough to be a comedy club.
We each have our own bathroom.
What?
I'm gonna take like 100 leaks a day.
Ah, there you are, lad. Now, before you were whisked away, I tried to tell you that the most special of all your ancestors was the Duke.
The Duke?
Aye. And don't you know, you'll be staying in his room.
Lincoln's jaw drops.
Whoa.
A giant rug has the Duke's face on it.
Wait. The boy in the painting was the Duke?
Aye.
Hang on. The boy in the painting with the white hair was the Duke?
Aye.
The boy in the painting with the white hair that had 10 sisters and looked just like me was the Duke?
The one and only. He was the most special Loud there ever was.
Yes!
Far and wide, people knew his name. His deeds were noble. His heart was stout.
Whoa! Sweet dig, Stinkin'.
The boy was the Duke!
Whatever tugs your tonsils, bro. Hey, Angus, what's the deal with all the dragon stuff?
Ah, so you noticed. If it's dragons you fancy, there's something you should see. Come with me.
Lincoln's eyes move from the paintings to a crown.
Whoa.
As he walks up to it, he sees his own reflection smiling back. Outside the castle.
The reason why dragons are celebrated here is that they are part of our history.
I knew it. Dragons are for reals.
Meh.
Sounds like hooey to me.
Oh, they're as real as the tartan in my kilt. In fact, your ancestors had their very own dragon. And when the family left, so did she.
Lynn, Lana, Angus, and baby Lily duck under a waterfall.
Whoa, a dragon cave!
Keep dreaming.
If it's proof you need, take a gander at what your ancestors' dragon left behind.
I told you!
This is wackadoodle!
Miss Lynn, if you wouldn't mind taking Miss Lily for a moment. Just as we hoped that someday Louds would return, we hoped a dragon would too. It's hatched!
You mean there's a dragon on the loose in here?
No sudden movements. Easy does it. Remain calm.
Ah! Angus!
Run for your legs!
A cute blue baby dragon licks his face like a dog.
We gotta name this little pup!
The dragon rolls over, hoping for a belly rub. Lily kisses her. At the castle, the family circles the dragon.
So cute.
Biologically improbable, yet so adorable.
Can we keep her? Can we keep her? Okay, but I am not changing her diaper.
Yes, Mom!
Dude, make a key!
A trumpet appears. Lincoln prances out in trousers and regal attire, wearing the crown.
What are you doing, honey?
Duking.
Right in front of us?
You know we have our own bathrooms now.
Lincoln walks down the stairs elegantly. His family stares. The girls look quizzically at his clothing choices.
Nice toilet paper scarf.
Seriously, pantaloons this time of year?
I think Lincoln's gone a little pantaloony. Get it?
Ah, what the what? At least someone knows royalty when they see it. The rest of you might want to get on board, because this loud is about to rule.
Dinner is served.
I'm okay.
I cooked everything in the castle. I ran out of garlic, so I used Gaelic.
Good one, Dad.
A feast is set on the longest dining table ever. The Louds munch on everything.
It's all your doing.
It was my pleasure.
Leela, the dragon, chows down too.
What a day! The Louds are back, and so is a dragon!
Under the dining room table, Lily pulls a burrito out of her diaper. Lily gives some to Leela. Leela grows bigger.
I'm so glad we did this.
Aye, m'lady. What a happy clan we have.
Thanks, Angus. So, what's a guy gotta do to become the Duke around here?
Come again?
I was thinking about it, and the Duke and I look alike. We both have 10 sisters, white hair, a turkey tail.
Lily loads burritos onto Leela's rolled out tongue. Leela grows.
She grows fast. Big girl.
So, the way I see it, A plus B equals me being the new Duke. What do you think?
Lincoln, I'm afraid it's not that simple, lad.
Wisely spoken. You should listen to Angus.
One can only become the Duke by making life better for the people and our village.
I see. Help the town and become the Duke. Piece of cake. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got work to do, because tomorrow I'm gonna duke this town up. Oh, yeah!
Morag fumes in the back.
You fool! Blathering on to that feather-brained boy about becoming the Duke!
Oh, the people would love a new Duke.
Oh, the people would love a new Duke.
I don't care a jot about those peasants.
They're not peasants, Morag. They're our neighbours, friends.
Enough, you twaddle. Thanks to you flapping your gob, I'm stuck with these hooligans. Crashing through the crowded halls, dodging girls like...
ping-pong balls?
Just to reach the bathroom on time.
That's rather catchy.
Ooh. Don't you get cheeky with me.
My ancestors have cared for this castle in peace and quiet ever since they drove away the first Loud sailed away forever. Oh, I deserve better than to be banished to your wretched hovel.
It's only for a week.
Angus drags her bags into his cottage.
And you'll have oodles of quietness here in my little castle. Shall I give you the grand tour? Oh, good night. Morag.
Angus is shut out with only a pillow. The moon and stars shimmer in the night sky. Dragon gargoyles line the inside of a turret. Below, Lucy sits in a seance.
Castle spirits, hear my plea. I summon aloud from my family on mystic winds across Scottish moors. Send the girl who once walked these floors.
Window blows open. Papers dance in the wind. Lucy smiles. The family gathers downstairs.
What time is it?
It's late.
I'm still parachute lagged.
What's this about, Luce? I need my Duke sleep.
My family from this world. Meet our family from another. Lucille Loud.
Lucille's spirit rises from the old picture.
I'm sure.
Ghost!
She's like a glow-in-the-dark Lucy!
It's a pleasure to meet you, and to be home after 400 years.
Dragons and ghosts?
This place has everything!
Whoa, she's literally floating.
Whoa, love the see-through look.
Wow!
Honey, we did take this trip to meet relatives.
Yeah, but not creepy ghosty ones.
I heard that.
Day breaks over the castle. Lincoln dresses up, eyeing the crown gleefully. Morag holds a jockstrap with tongs. She gags.
Good morning, Morag.
Your athletic supporter, sir?
Not mine.
She looks up at a portrait of her equally grumpy ancestor.
Dear old Aggie, you so cleverly drove away those royal ruffians to have peace and quiet. How pained you'd be to hear new louds have returned. Thank goodness it's only for a week.
I want to ride
her! My turn!
Oh, you found it! Thanks, Morag.
Luann pulls the jockstrap. Morag falls back, her head making a hole in Aggie's portrait.
Look at those beasts, don't you?
Luna enters and exits, playing bagpipes. Lisa swabs Morag's tongue. Lenny smacks Morag with a rug. Smacked again, Morag falls back out a window and into a wheelbarrow of manure. Lily's diaper lands on her face.
Only for
a week.
Good day, lad.
You got that right. I'm about to become the new duke. You might want to tell Morag to start polishing that crown.
Oh, I certainly will not be doing that.
Lincoln heads into town.
I used to feel like a nobody, cause my sisters always steal the spotlight. But now I know that I can be somebody, the most special out in all the land.
He hangs posters reading Lincoln for Duke.
I'm gonna turn some heads around, make everybody know my name. I'll bring a little loud into this quiet place. And no one's ever gonna steal my spotlight. I'll be the talk of the town. This comic book's gotta go. Way savvy's all you should know. Have a breakfast burrito on me. Step right up to my show for some magic and gold. You can thank me later, cause I'm gonna be the Duke. It's my time, my turn to be the new Duke in history. Gonna show my family I'm ready to rule. I'm gonna be the Duke.
Villagers turn away.
When you help out other people, don't just do it to be in the spotlight or be the talk of the. Remember everything you do, it's about them and not you. That's how you live like a loud.
Lincoln fixes up the town.
If you want to wear the crown, go make this town a better place. Look into their hearts and make some real change. Cause magic tricks and short-term fixes are not the answer. You've got to do some good deeds.
I hear you loud and clear. I have to act more sincere. That's the secret for me to win. Cause if I do this right, I'll be in the spotlight. You can thank me later, cause
he's gonna be the
Duke. The villagers dance. The villagers pose, holding Lincoln up in a human pyramid.
So, did I make life better around here, or what? All right! Then how do we make this official?
We have a coordination!
Oh, how glorious! Loch Loud will have a new Duke for a week.
Duke for a week?
Actually, 6 days, 11 hours, 23 minutes, and 4 seconds. But who's counting?
I burst into dance for a tourist?
Never mind.
Lincoln falls, people disperse.
Such a shame.
Lincoln?
Take heart, lad. The hard part is over. Our people want you to be the Duke. Now all you need to do is convince your family to move here. Hey, easy peasy.
Lincoln looks down, then he smiles.
How do I look?
Oh, brilliant, sir.
But why a suit?
It's my blue convincing suit. Patent pending. I wear it whenever I need to talk my family into something. It's never let me down. Right, Lil?
At the castle, Lincoln wears a suit. A projector beams. The family gathers in a study.
Scotland, where the Loud clan first rose to prominence. Our family came here on vacation to find our ancestors. We found so much more. We found our town, our castle, our history, and most importantly, we found ourselves.
Oh, so true.
But soon, our vacation will end.
No!
Unless we seize the chance of a lifetime and fulfill our destiny. How, you may ask? By moving to Scotland, where the Louds can truly live loud.
Loud and proud.
Lily is shown in a kilt and meme glasses.
That last part always gets me. So?
I'm in! Scotland forever!
This is all because you want to be the Duke.
What? No! It has nothing to do with it.
Pillows hit Lincoln.
That chance, Lincoln.
Yeah, okay, so maybe that has a little to do with it, but moving here would be wonderful for all of us.
Sweetie, we're on vacation. We have a life in Royal Woods.
Not to mention schools.
Friends. Adoring fans.
We're not moving to Scotland.
Yeah. Mom's right. Forget it. We should just enjoy our vacation and go back home. To our house with one bathroom.
We're moving to Scotland.
A red carpet is rolled. A girl throws flower petals along the ground as Lincoln, standing atop a throne overlooking the courtyard, wears a cape that reads Duke. Lincoln faces the crowd. The villagers wave banners.
Royalty runs in the family.
Thank you.
Angus opens a door carrying a scepter. Morag opens the other door carrying the crown. She rolls her eyes.
For four centuries, our loch has been without a duke.
Ever since the first louds broke our hearts and decided to sail away forever.
The ghost of Lucille watches from a tower.
I can't believe my ears.
From today on, our village will be dukeless no more. Lincoln Albert Loud. By the powers
Ooh,
vested in me
cool duke stick.
It's the royal scepter, sire.
By the powers vested in me, I dub thee the,
Morag holds out the crown reluctantly.
I dub thee
Angus helps, pinning down the crown on Lincoln's head.
The Duke of Loch Loud.
Yes!
Later, a procession moves through town with a marching bagpipe band and Lincoln in a horse-drawn carriage. He skateboards. Just to hear an echo call, trying to find the bathroom on time. Hopscotch on the royal tiles, corridors that run for miles. It's the perfect home for the rest of our lives. Lincoln relaxes in a bubble bath.
Isn't this awesome? Us Louds, you two, hanging at the castle, just like old times.
Angus pours hot water. Morag slips away, bitter. She quietly storms down the tower stairs, over the drawbridge, past the bluffs, to the docks, where she unties a boat and gets in and rows away, past the seals. She walks through fields of sheep. Morag walks through a bog and up the edge of a cliff as it rains. Morag's hairband snaps, wild hair standing on end. She begins to dig a hole in the ground. Meanwhile, it storms over the castle.
What a wretched day. I wish we were lieutenants.
Lucille floats around Lucy.
But seriously, cousin, we have an urgent matter to discuss.
Our bond of eternal sadness?
Nay, what I must say, others may not want to hear. Lucy, What Morag said at the coronation is not true. My family did return to Loch Loud. On that fateful day, our hearts were as full as our sails. We longed to be home again.
Long ago.
I've missed me laboratory.
And my coffin.
And me Scott. He's from Scotland.
We know!
Home is on the horizon! Land ho!
Oh, family, it's our Lola. She's come to escort us home.
Suddenly, their pet dragon becomes possessed. She rushes toward their boat and flaps her wings.
What's come over her? She's turning us away.
How are we to get home?
We are not. The dragon forbids it.
But why?
According to ancient lore, the dragon is the protector of the loch and a duke's truest friend, until it deems the duke worthy no more.
Ah, ding dang ancient lore!
I have done nothing to earn such a fate. Lolo, I command thee to let us pass!
The dragon breathes fire at the duke.
There's no use, dear brother. Our fate has been decided.
I shan't argue with that. Mother, turn the ship around. And to all, bid your farewell to Loch Loud.
The dragon spits fire.
You must give the crown back.
Of course.
The duke holds out the crown. Giant claws snatch it. The dragon flies off with glowing eyes. Lucille watches the beast fly away. Lucille's spirit stares off soberly in the castle.
So sad. Normally I like sad, but that's too much.
Why would Morag lie about your family never returning?
Our caretaker, old Aggie. She kept a journal that chronicled everything that happened in the castle. Perhaps the answer lies within its pages. I wonder where it may be.
Elsewhere, a book emerges from the ground. Clutching it is Morag.
A deviously brilliant, wicked, dear old Aggie. Mwah!
She kisses the book and gets a mouthful of mud.
You were the first to rid this loch of hideous louts.
Pages reveal how the dragon was controlled. A purple jewel was used. She holds up the gem. Another time, Aggie is shown holding a scepter adorned with the same jewel. With the ship behind it, the dragon flies toward Aggie, who stands on the cliff. It lands in front of her and tosses her the crown.
Well done, you monstrous pea-brained cretin.
Aggie removes the purple jewel from the scepter. The loud dragon's innocent expression returns. It looks around and spots the crown at its feet. The dragon cringes. Morag stands on the cliff in the rain.
You got rid of your duke, and I shall get rid of mine!
Sitting in his castle tower, Lincoln looks down. He video calls his best friend Clyde. At home, Clyde sits waiting by his phone.
Hi, Lincoln! How was the best bud that a best bud could ever have enjoying his vacation? You won't believe it, Clyde. Turns out my family is royalty, and I'm the new Duke of Loch Loud.
Morag eavesdrops.
Dreampuff, that's awesome! I guess now that you're a duke, you don't have to worry anymore about whether you're special. Yep, no more being stuck in my sister's shadows.
Morag perks up.
All hail the duke.
Wait a minute. How are you going to be the Duke of Loch Loud when you're back in Royal Woods? Do they have, like, an exchange program?
Not exactly. Which is why...
Lincoln sweats.
We moved to Scotland.
He braces, then looks down. Clyde is quiet.
Clyde?
Then he smiles.
Lincoln, this is the coolest news!
It is? Oh, that's such a relief. I can't wait for you to come visit.
Me too! I'd love to visit Scotland. Hey, I gotta go!
But call me later, because I want to hear all about your new super-duper amazing life!
Clyde collapses onto his 3-tier welcome home Lincoln cake.
Needs more cinnamon.
What a friend.
Morag's eyes narrow.
Sisters. Yes, that's it.
She walks the halls.
The time has come to play pretend. And out with Lincoln end up thinking I'm his friend. And I'll humiliate the boy you'll see and drive the lads away from me for good. No, 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 no! I must do more! So other lads never set foot upon the shore. To stop them coming after me, I'll need the crown's authority for all to see. The Duchess I must be. It's what you started, I vow to finish. The reign of lads of cause if I want tranquility, the Duchess I must be.
sad boy. But I will break their little hearts, and what a joy! And with the dragon on my side, I'll take the jewel cup for a royal ride. What an embarrassing turn of events.
She dons the crown and holds the scepter.
I vow to finish! The reign of lads over this castle will diminish. Cause you... quiet, should I just let this family be?
No!
The lads will sail across the sea. Then this town belongs to me. The Duchess I will be!
As Morag exits the library, Lucy appears. Lucille floats up from behind.
You're a ghost.
You told the people that my family sailed away forever. 'Tis not true. I was there.
I know only what my ancestors passed down to me.
I want to see for myself. Old Aggie's journal. Where might it be?
A journal? I didn't know she kept a journal.
We've got our eyes on you.
Morag timidly backs away from them. Feeling foiled, she hears something. Luna rocks the bagpipe like an electric guitar.
Bravo, Miss Luna. Bravo.
Aw, thanks, Morag, dude. Rock on.
Indeed. May I ask, why hide your musical light under a bushel?
I'd tell you if I knew what that meant.
Well, the village has not heard such stunning bagpipery since the golden age of your ancestors.
Whoa. I had no idea my oldies liked to rock.
Yes, they excelled in many things. Music, fashion, sport, wisecrackery. It was they who put the loud in Loch Loud.
Whoa.
Oh, how the people would love for that golden age to return with you lassies.
I'm snacking what you're packing.
Come again?
I'm in, dude. I'll go tell the other lassies.
Luann does a mic check when Luna shows up. Luann runs past different shaped beakers until she finds Lisa at her chalkboard. Lisa activates a drone from her wrist. The drone comes up on Lola, who smears her red lipstick. A hologram of Lisa appears. Lola smiles. She pops a sticky note onto the drone and shoos it away. It flies to a room where Lenny and Scott sit together sewing plaid patterned items.
Ooh, a letter! Say thanks to Lisa, big metal beast. Excited. My sisters and I are going to perform in the village.
And you look smashing in this new dress. Oopsie.
Oopsie.
Quite funny.
They've sewn the dress onto their own clothing. Meanwhile, in Lincoln's room.
For my next spellbinding act of magic, I need one crown. Voila!
Angus is skeptical.
Oh dear.
Royal crown, I see thee so. But this duke is hungry, and he wants a burrito!
Lily hides the crown.
Ta-da!
Angus smiles politely.
My bad, Lil. I didn't give you enough time for the switcheroo.
Oh, no, sire. It was jolly good enchantment. Now, Sir Duke, I believe it's time for you to seize the royal day and go to the village and serve your people.
I think me and Lil will stay here and work on our trick.
Oh, but sire, the people have been waiting 400 years for their duke to make their loch a finer place.
Well, when you put it that way, Lil, your big bro's got some important duke business to do.
Later in the village, Lincoln works as a chimney sweep.
A banner job, sire. Our chimneys have needed a keen spivvying for centuries.
Uh-huh. How many more?
One down. Just 432 to go.
Well, it's worth it if the people are happy.
Sire, I'm not certain where that's coming from.
A flyer lands on Lincoln's face. It reads, Loud Sisters.
Not again!
Lincoln, is everything all right?
When is a piece of wood like a king? When it's a ruler.
And here's Lenny Loud. She's a talk of the Highlands.
The town stampedes over Lincoln to get at the sisters. The crowd cheers for Lola and her streamers. Lincoln watches from the ground, covered in soot, utterly dejected.
Oh, poor Duke.
Morag holds out her hand, later in the castle.
It's not fair! I'm the Duke! I'm supposed to be the most special out of all!
Not stuck in your sister's shadows.
Morag opens
That's
curtains.
That's what I always say.
Is it now? Well, there must be something we can do to put a proper spotlight on our dear Duke.
Yeah.
Morag taps the duster on a painting, then turns.
Ooh, what about that?
What about what, sire?
That! I could ride the dragon, just like my ancestor.
Brilliant idea, sire. I could just picture it. The people watch you soar overhead, then break into cheers, more certain than ever that you are the most special lout there ever was.
This is gonna be so awesome!
Oh, yes. More than you could ever imagine.
Morag walks away, eyes narrowing. She leaves an eager Lincoln to recover his scepter under the jockstrap. As the villagers gather to watch the sisters, Lincoln swoops in, riding Lila the dragon.
Hello, my people!
The girls look concerned.
Lincoln, go Lila!
Lila flies upward like a rocket and twirls and twists.
This is amazing!
Mom and Dad gape. Angus looks worried. Lincoln sprays something in his wake. Clouds of smoke form his giant face in the air.
No one dreads a dragon heat in centuries.
The crowd rushes after the dragon.
Adoring fans!
Yes.
Morag lurks in an alley.
Time for the real spectacle.
She stuffs the magic jewel into the mouth of the scepter. Lila becomes possessed. Her eyes glow purple.
Lila, what are you doing?
Lila dives toward the town. Swings her scepter. The family chases after them. Lila flies between buildings. The family runs off the bridge just before Lila smashes through it. Rubble flies, trapping the family in an alley.
Oh no, we're into rubble! Get it?
Morag whips the scepter around. Lila spins out of control. The dragon dives at a clock tower. The bell ringer is saved just in time. The giant bell crushes rooftops. The villagers look up in shock.
Steady now, I've gotcha.
Angus positions the ladder to bring down the bell ringer. A possessed Lila flies madly over the harbor. Morag points the scepter downward. The dragon crash lands. Lincoln falls off. He looks around at the wrecked town.
Oh, no. Don't worry! I can fix everything! I'm the Duke, remember? Here, watch. See? Good as new!
He straightens the storefront sign. The building cracks beneath the weight of the bell. The bell crushes the chip shop.
You still have the fish shop!
That's a relief!
The bell crushes the fish shop.
How could ya? We trusted you!
I want that chippy! How dare he!
Guilty and misunderstood, Lincoln runs away. Now free, the Louds run after him.
It's a disaster.
This place is trashed.
Total bummer.
Morag removes the jewel from the scepter. Lila returns to normal. A unicorn monument collapses. Behind the waterfall in the dragon cave, Lila lies hopeless and exhausted. Morag wheelbarrows over a meal of garbage.
Oh, don't be sad. Lila did precisely what she was asked to do. That's it? Good girl. Morag needs you to be big and strong.
On the wall, Lila's shadow doubles in size. Back at the castle.
Even dukes have bad days, sire.
Bad day? Try worst day ever. From the worst duke ever.
Oh, it hurts me to hear you say such a thing. The people need you now more than ever.
Lincoln!
Lincoln!
Hey, everyone!
Lincoln is buried under her pillow.
Are you all right?
How you doing, buddy?
We were worried about you, honey.
Yeah, you really bombed out there.
Lola!
Not funny.
Totally uncool, dude.
If you'll let me finish. We all blow it sometimes. Even me.
We want you to know that we talked about it. And tomorrow, we're gonna help you rebuild the town.
Really? Aw, you guys are the best.
Well, of course they are. They're louds.
Do you think the people will forgive me?
If there's one thing I know about our people, it's that they don't keep a grudge.
They rush to the window. The villagers have come to revolt.
We lost everything!
Out with you!
Leave our lot!
They're just blowing off some steam.
Oh, they'll come around. Just give them time, bro.
No, they're right.
Lincoln turns and removes his crown.
Sire, no! I beg of you.
I don't deserve to be the Duke. Can we go home now?
His eyes are big and watery. Unsure, the Louds look to each other. Later, their ship sets sail. The Louds look back at the castle and the town of Loch Loud. Lincoln feels especially bad as he looks back, then bows his head and walks away. Morag watches from the castle window.
Doodle bear! Bye-bye! Well, I wouldn't want this to be seen by the wrong eyes. Now, dear Aggie, it's time I fulfilled my destiny.
Morag drops Aggie's diary into the fireplace and exits. Lucille appears. She rescues the book from the fire. Under her spell, the book's pages turn.
Gasp! It cannot be! Old Aggie betrayed us!
With all the villagers gathered, Morag steps out onto the balcony.
My dearest friends, thanks to you, the Louds will be gone forevermore!
Good job!
Angus's face falls.
Well, that's over! Back home we go!
Oh, sorry. Almost forgot to mention. Before the Louds skedaddled off, they requested that I be crowned Duchess! I was like, me? What? And they were like, yeah, totally. You're the best. It was so embarrassing, but how can I say no?
Angus jumps when she presents the crown.
Let's get on with it. Trumpets road, adoration!
Morag, this is not...
By the power vested in me, blah, 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 Angus dubs me the Duchess of Loch Loud.
Morag snaps at Angus.
You can't do this.
Silence, you ninny.
Angus freezes, hesitating to crown Morag.
Oh, for Argyle's sake.
She helps him pin it down. Her hair is parted into two wild, pointy halves.
Duchess, Duchess, Duchess!
Morag faces her adoring public. Angus sobs.
The Louds did no such thing. I was there. They never gave you the crown.
Angus is as honest as the day is long. Is it true, Morag?
You know what? I could lie. But why bother?
Guilty as accused.
Our people deserve better than a liar and a thief.
We will not stand for it. Imposter!
Very well. I tried doing this the nice way. Now, I'll do it my way.
She produces the magic scepter. The giant possessed dragon flies overhead. The villagers are terrified. The dragon perches atop the tower, looming with purple glowing eyes. Holding the book, Lucille flies away. Meanwhile, the ship sails beneath evening skies. Lincoln sits glumly watching his reflection in the water.
We've been run out of lots of malls before, but never a whole country.
I didn't get to say goodbye to Scott.
Oh, Lucille.
Yo, Luz, looks like you'll get a chance.
Gasp.
Cousins.
Lucille.
I come with grave news.
The best kind.
Not this time, Lucy. Morag has stolen the crown from our family and made herself Duchess.
What?
That's nefarious.
She can't do that!
We knew Morag couldn't be trusted. But I did trust her.
I fear it gets worse.
Of course it does.
Morag is using the dragon to chase away the people of Loch Loud.
What?
How?
with the ancient dragon stone. It can turn a good dragon evil.
Wait, my dragon ride. That's why I couldn't control Leela. She was under Morag's power.
Translation, Morag wrecked the village, not you.
It's still my fault. I wanted to be the Duke so badly, I let Morag trick me. And now those people will lose their homes.
Lincoln looks back at the fishing village.
I've got to do something about this.
No, we all do. You're always helping us. This time, we're helping you.
Later, the girls row a smaller boat back toward town.
Hurry, come on, this way!
Ingus!
Blobby bagpipes! Sire! Sisters! You're back! But I'm afraid Morag is mad as a march hare.
We know, and we've got a plan to get that scepter and save the village.
Leela wreaks havoc in the skies, controlled by Morag, who soaks in a bubble bath in the castle.
I'd say day one as the Duchess has been a smashing success. Oh, peace and quiet at last.
Testing! 1, 2, 3!
What?
Let's start the show!
The lounge!
I don't think they get it!
A boat? A crown? A muscle arm?
And a smiley face poop? What is Lenny trying to tell us?
Boat bye-bye!
Kids! Starboard! Starboard! Starboard!
What does that mean?
I don't know!
Morag swoops into town, riding Leela.
I thought I was done with you! Show yourselves, you deplorable knee-high plonkers!
Okay, girls, operation get the scepter from Morag and save the village before it's too late, and also think of a shorter name for this operation, is a go! Luann, you're up!
The spotlight casts Luann's shadow onto a tower.
It was a duchess named Morag, whose hair smelled like a floor rag.
Leela chases the spotlight.
She stole the crown. Everyone frowned, because now they're ruler with a poo bag.
Come on, feel the noise!
They're led to Luna, waiting with her electric guitar. The sound waves blast Morag. Lori and Lynn hurl soccer and golf balls at the dragon. Lenny throws a giant plaid scarf over the dragon's glowing eyes. The glint from Lola's smile is magnified.
That teeth whitening was worth it!
Oops, sorry. Lucy, you know what to do!
Morag, catch me if you can.
Lucy takes a death-defying freefall backwards off a rooftop. Morag and Leela give chase. Lucille grabs her.
I was almost a goner. Maybe next time.
Leela unleashes a cyclone of fire.
Angus, what is going on?
Oh, my dear Loud, it's madness.
Where are the kids?
Oh, you know, just battling a fire-breathing dragon.
This way.
Wait,
I'm not ready.
Dad pulls off his pants, revealing a kilt.
No, I'm ready. Blow me bagpipes.
Mom, the baby, and the two men in kilts run on foot.
That's it, Luce. Keep coming, keep coming. Here we go. It's my turn. I can do this.
Lincoln leaps off the clock tower onto Leela's back. He slips and grabs a scale. He inches toward the mad Morag. Lincoln jumps atop her, attempting to wrestle the scepter out of her hands. A fireball misses Lucy and Lucille.
I'm not letting you get away with it! Let go!
Never!
You stole it!
Lincoln needs our help. We have to get the others.
I command you to let go!
Command? Is that what this is all about?
This crown will guarantee no louds ever bother me again.
Morag kicks Lincoln with her boot.
Hate to bother you, but...
They crash into the castle walls. Morag and Lincoln are thrown. Leela slides to a halt, wings protecting her head. The Loud family runs across the drawbridge.
Oh, there he is!
My baby!
Oh, no!
Leela blocks them.
Oh, you really bungled it. You should have sailed away while you had the chance.
Leela corners the family. Lincoln spots the crown.
To be loud, no more!
Angus and the family huddle closer as Morag raises the scepter. Leela gets ready to blow.
No!
Lincoln races in front with the crown. Leela's flames hover in midair. The family peaks.
Lincoln!
Want the crown so bad? Come and get it!
No!
Lincoln!
Don't do this!
Leela,
Lincoln runs on foot, being chased by Leela. Leela breaks the wall to get through, causing rubble to trap the family again.
What do we do now?
Just don't panic. Don't panic.
Lily calmly crawls through the rubble. Lincoln is trapped on the cliff.
What a pity. Nowhere to run.
This isn't the way to get what you want. Maybe you could tell everyone you're sorry.
Why, yes, I could. If I were a hair-brained tool. Now give me the crown.
Lincoln spots Lily.
Never, Morag.
It's Duchess to you.
You can have all the crowns in the world, but you'll never be the Duchess.
Lincoln backs to the cliff's edge.
You will never be special. Just plain, boring Lincoln lad.
The cliff cracks.
Always in your sister's shadows, just where you belong.
The dragon towers above. Lincoln holds out the crown.
I'm the fifth best junior magician in Royal Woods.
He does tricks with the crown.
What enchantment is this?
He pulls out flowers. He produces endless scarves, tossing them at Morag's face. A dove lands on her head. Lily is close by.
Except one. Let's go!
He flings a deck of cards at Morag.
Dragon, obliterate this ninny and bring me the crown!
She waves the scepter.
What?
In place of the jewel is a burrito. No longer possessed, Leela snarls at Morag. Lily holds the magic jewel. She tosses it into the air. Leela takes a deep breath and burns it to smithereens. Lily and Lincoln high five.
We did it! Way to go, Lily!
All I wanted was my peace and quiet. And I will have it!
She pounces.
Let's go!
They tussle. Morag slips and falls, taking them over the cliff with her. He tosses the crown.
Gotcha, Lil.
They hug and shut their eyes.
Wait, what?
Leela catches them on her back.
Leela!
Leela clutches Morag by her big hair.
Slow down, Rita!
The Louds have finally climbed the rubble.
Careful, sweetie. Ow.
Mom, Luna, and Lori look out.
Lily playing dragon!
The family smiles. Lily stands atop the dragon. They land safely.
There you are in peace!
Leela tosses Morag into a bush.
My babies!
Oh, Leela, we can't thank you enough.
Dad nuzzles her.
Go, Lincoln.
We love you, Leela.
To the Louds! For saving our home!
The villagers beam.
Lincoln, whom history will remember as the loudest of the Louds.
We're sorry we doubted you.
Leela unravels her tail, revealing the crown. Leela lowers the crown in front of Lincoln. Angus and the townspeople smile. Lincoln smiles, then looks sadly at his reflection in the crown.
What you waiting for, Link? Put that baby on!
If you don't, I will!
Lincoln smiles at the twin sisters' threats.
Ever since we came here, I wanted this crown more than anything. I thought if I had it, I'd finally be special like my sisters. When I wore it, all I cared about was what it would do for me, not what I could do for you. And I'm sorry for being selfish. The thing is, someone kept trying to tell me what it really means to wear the crown, but I wouldn't listen. I'm sorry for that, too.
He looks sadly toward Angus.
That's why there's only one person who deserves to wear this crown. Angus, but the power vested in me...
Lad, no.
...by the Royal Loud family...
No, Lincoln, I can't.
...I dub thee the Duke of Loch Loud.
No, no. I'm just a simple groundskeeper.
Oh, you're so much more.
You're like family.
You've always been there for us.
The people have spoken, Angus. The Duke.
The spirits of the original Loud clan float down to them, led by the Duke.
12 more ghosts? That's fine. I'm totally fine.
Dad faints. The Duke faces Angus.
The worthy Duke I've never laid eyes upon. For you are the true caretaker of our home and us all.
Thank you, your dukeship.
Angus kneels. Lincoln nods at the Duke, then places the crown on Angus's head.
Hello, my bagpipes. So, Duke, what about me fish shop?
What about my chip shop?
What about her?
Oh, dear.
Leela snatches Morag.
Unhand me, please!
The dragon is the true guardian of the loch. She shall decide Morag's fate.
Leela drops Morag off far away.
The joke's on you, you scaly, putrid lummox! You gave me my peace and quiet!
What? No. It's a very small island of seals.
Linky! You giving the crown to Angus was the coolest!
You're a good dude, dude! Yes!
But all that stuff about you not feeling special, what was that?
Lincoln stands with his family.
You're so good at everything. You win trophies, get your pictures taken, and I wanted to be special too.
Lincoln, you are special.
I am?
Yeah, just like how Angus takes care of everyone in Loch Loud.
You take care of us.
Every day, bro. For reals.
That's why you're the most special brother ever.
Literally.
That's right, I'll say.
Indubitably.
Lincoln lights up.
I'm good with that.
I love you, Lincoln.
Aww.
Warm feelings.
The Loud family stays in a big hug. Another day, the town rebuild is underway.
I've been searching high and low, looking for that place where I belong, trying to find my way back home to the land where I can sing my own song. Overlooked and overshadowed, how will I stand out? Maybe now I can be here on this side of the sea, with all my family standing beside me. They just might be the key. Can I find my kind of connection now? Whole new directions call my
Loud family ghosts raise the bell to replace it in the tower. Angus, Lincoln, and Lily look up proudly. The Louds and their spirit ancestors enjoy each other's company in the castle. Luann and her ancestor juggle together. Lincoln and the Duke nod at each other. Lincoln watches his sisters with pride. Lenny leans in and gives Scott a kiss. Lincoln hugs Angus.
If you ever need any Duke advice, you can call me.
Deal. You are, after all, the man with the plan.
Patent pending.
Later, with Lincoln's face on the flag, the ship's sails drop.
We'll be here tonight!
That was one vacation we'll never forget.
That's right!
Literally.
So long, adoring fans! Try not to miss me too much!
The spirits and townspeople see them off. The lone fisherman works. Suddenly, a submarine emerges.
Scotland! Finally!
Lori's boyfriend tumbles out.
Excuse me. I'm looking for a girl named Lori Loud. Can you tell me where she is?
The fisherman hands him a telescope. He points. Lori comes into focus. Then she sighs and looks down sadly. Bobby looks shocked. He falls to his knees on the dock. Directed by Dave Needham.
Welcome home, buddy!
Thanks, Clyde. Just the right amount of cinnamon.
Produced by Chris Viscardi. Executive producer Michael Rubiner. Executive producers Brian Robbins and Ramsey Nato. Line producer Kara Lord Piersimoni. Screenplay by Kevin Sullivan and Chris Viscardi. Music by Philip White. Theme by Christopher Lennertz. Editor Peter Ettinger. Head of story Claire Morrissey. Production designer Sue Mont. Assistant art director Brittany Campbell. Digital supervisor Ryan Langelier. Associate producer, Brittany Jorgensen. Casting, Molly Miller. Credits roll. Nickelodeon Movies. Copyright 2021, Viacom International Incorporated, all rights reserved. Nickelodeon, the Loud House Movie, and all related titles, logos, and characters are trademarks of Viacom International Incorporated. Flanked by palm trees, the orange Nickelodeon logo is lit by tiny bulbs and powered by green slime. The word movies is animated in green slime. Audio description provided by Roundabout Entertainment.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.